All right. Oh, so, well, it looks like we got everybody aboard. I know Kathy might join us here in a little bit, but why don't we get started, okay? We'll have some prayer and see what's in store. All right. So I'll start. If anyone else would like to pray, go right ahead. So, Father, we're sure grateful for your love and grace. Thank you for the way you continue to work in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your power and your strength. Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge. We're grateful, God, for the way you continue to guide our steps so that we can negotiate this world that we're a part of, that we're involved with. Thank you, Father, for continuing to lead us to those open doors so that we can speak of you and speak of your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for guiding our steps so that we can bring deliverance to people as they receive your word with faith and with confidence. Thank you, Father, that you continue to empower us to speak for you and to do the works that Jesus Christ did. Thank you, Father, that we never forget your wonderful grace and mercy, that you continue to remind us of that day by day as you speak to us, as you care for us. Thank you, Father, for this fellowship of your family, your sons and daughters who love you. Thank you, Father, for the way you've connected us together and bound us together in your love. Thank you, Father, for that spirit that dwells within each of us, that supplies our every need, that continues to prove you and prove the work of your Son day by day. Thank you, Father, for all that you do for us and for this time together that we have to praise you and to give glory to you and to share your grace. Thank you, Father, for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone else?
Thank you, God, for today. Thank you for taking really good care of Donnie and Patty for their hearts of service. Thank you for taking care of my daughter and her health and her husband and his health. Thank you for continuing to improve Cindy's health day by day and for helping her find funding for the remaining classes of her doctorate. I thank you for all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, go ahead. Father, thank you just also for your wisdom and guidance and everything that you do for us. Thank you so much for just the hope that we have to look forward to Christ's return to gather us together unto you, and for eternal life that it's going to be so tremendous, going to be so far beyond our wildest expectations of blessings and all that, just life, what it's going to be like. So thank you so much. And thank you, Father, for, you are the creator and you have created us and desire to see us blessed in life and everything that you have done through your grace and to make sure that we are allowed to be blessed and that we can be blessed. And thank you for having given us your word that you will not go back on, so that we have a firm foundation to stand upon. And as we just hold that word in our minds and measure it against everything else that comes from the world, that you allow us to discern truth from error and to walk in the truth and receive those blessings because we do. Just thank you for continuing to teach us your word more and more each day, allowing us to understand it and then be able to apply it in our lives. So thankful for that in the name of Jesus Christ.
And Father, I also want to thank you so much for my health. Father, I just want to thank you for continuing to bless me in each and every way that you always do. You always take care of me. But Father, I just like to especially pray for Chris this morning, and that whatever it is that's hindering his mind, his mental, that you just take care of that and you just rest those voices, Father. And that he knows you, Father, and just show him your love continually and take care of him. And just ask for those things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, I thank you this morning for Kathy. And I thank you, Father, that whatever she's doing, she knows she's loved by us. And that we're thankful for her life and her contribution to the fellowship. I thank you for protecting her heart, her mind, her body, wherever she is. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
All right, amen. Amen. Wonderful. Well, you know, that's a wonderful blessing that when we come together, we can pray together for specific things and remember those things throughout the day and speak in tongues for one another and those needs that we're aware of. And it's a great thing that we do one for another, you know, is we believe together to see God's solution to those requests come to pass. So it's an important thing, you know, that we have as a family. So I'm blessed that we can do that together. Well, what's been going on? Anything that's on your heart and mind? A good testimony?
Well, I wasn't going to share anything because I say sometimes I've just talked too much or sometimes those are the thoughts I get. But after Steve prayed, it just reminded me of something that just recently happened for me. And that is when I started school, college, not high school, college. Which is, been in recent years. I really didn't have the money to go. And so I was using like loans and things. And my thing was always, God, this is your bill. You know, because I believed that it was, he put it on my heart to go. And, for whatever reason, you know, but I believe that was something that God was doing and directing. And when did we start, Alicia? Was 2010, I think, maybe?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. So, you know, from 2010 to, 2022, that was my confession. And even though I hadn't seen anything to that was still my confession. So about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got a letter where my whole student loan had been wiped out. And I know, right? We're talking about $167,000.
Wow.
I had no, I know. It blows my mind, but it just reminded me with what Steve was praying about with Cindy. And that's been one of my things too, is to go ahead and, because I started my doctorate degree, but it's like, ooh, I can't pay that. And I don't know how the money, you know, to come up with the rest of it to do that. So it was God reminding my heart that nothing is impossible for him.
Right.
I mean, nothing, you know, and it's like, to me, that is so mind blowing that my bill is wiped off, but to God, it's a small matter. It's a little thing. So, I just want to encourage you, Steve, I don't know if Cindy can hear us, but the money is there. I mean, if that's her desire, her father wants, you know, to bless her. And he wants to bless me. He wants to bless all of us. And it's no small thing for God. And, you know, like I said, it didn't happen the day I started confessing that. That's been, 11 years maybe that it came to pass, but it came to pass. So after you prayed, I thought maybe I should share that. I wasn't going to say anything. At least that's what I told myself. But that was just the encouragement for you and for Cindy to know. And you all know that, you know it. That's why you prayed for it. But just wanted to give you that testimony.
That's great, Vita. That's wonderful. Yeah. What seems to be really difficult for us is easy for God. Easy for God. And that's great encouragement. And that's what our test, that's why we share our testimonies, you know, as they come to our heart and mind. And in this setting, you know, it's God bringing that encouragement, you know, so wonderful. That's great.
And I'm actually touching on nothing is impossible. As you all know, you know, I've been dealing with kidney failure for some time now. But I got a call the other day and they told me that I've been put to the top of the list. So, yay. I should be getting a kidney anytime now. So, you guys keep me in your prayers on that and pray for like a speedy recovery and that I can just bounce right back.
Certainly keep that in our prayers, Alicia. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, I think so. I was ecstatic. I almost didn't take the call. Because you know how you get those calls where it's like, oh, gosh, I don't know this number, so I'm not going to even answer it. But I'm glad I took that call.
Yeah, then at the last second you say, okay, I will.
Yes, absolutely.
That Holy Spirit within going, hey, take it.
Yeah.
That's great. Good. So did they give you any kind of timetable, Alicia?
No, they just told me that, you know, just gave me the logistics of what I need to prepare for. And, I have to get my things in order as far as who's going to take care of me.
Yeah.
Things like that. My medicines and things like that.
So basically it could be any day.
Any day. Absolutely.
Good. But we'll continue to keep that in our prayers for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Wonderful. What else? Anybody else have anything? Sign? Miracle? A wonder?
Well, somebody else wanted to go. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Cheryl. It's fine.
Okay. Well, originally I wanted to share something from number and scripture, but after I read the letter from Donnie that he sends out to us, I thought even if everyone had read it, it's still great to hear it again. And I would like to read that letter if that's cool. As soon as I get it open. It's almost open. Hold on. Hello, everyone. I bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We live in a crazy world, as everyone knows, and it gets crazier with each passing day. But praise God, our real life is not here on this earth, but in the heavenlies. We are citizens of heaven, and we are seated there. We are indeed as Christ is now. And as he is, so are we in this world. We enjoy all of the benefits of being sons of God. We have all that we could ever need, and we have in great abundance, in spite of how the world tells you that you don't have these things. The world is making every effort to drown out the truths of God in the heart of the believer. It is nothing new. It is the world, and it is run by the powers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, the old serpent that beguiled Eve, and then Adam. It is all in opposition to God. It has been this way since God was forced to drive Adam out of the garden and into the world. It has just continued to get worse and worse with every passing generation. The world denies God. The world is corrupt. But God is true and is eternal. He is the solution to all of the things that man seeks. He is constantly working the lives of those who look to him and not to the world. You are those who look to him. You are those in whom he is working. You are those who dare to bring to naught the wiles of the devil, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Where you go, God goes. Where he goes, there is no darkness. Where you go, signs and wonders follow, and the captives of the world are set free. Be still and know that God is doing his thing for you, for and in you. Dwell in him and enjoy perfect peace. Enter into his presence every day with thanksgiving and rest in what Jesus Christ has done for you. We will never get our peace from the world or worldly things. All the things we seek come to us from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness. Our Father is constant in his love and care for us. He is true and he is faithful. Let him prove himself to you. Don't worry about the world. Let the peace of God guard your heart and live for him. Love and blessings, Donnie and Patty. So I just thought that that was just such a fantastic admonition for us. And we need it. We need to think those things every day. And I thank you for that letter.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, we have more important things to deal with than what's going on out there in the world, don't we?
Yeah, I love the letter also, and the focus on the promise, not the problem. You know, we must see God's solution and expect it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ann and I talked about that this morning. You know, it's just the more we believe God and forget about what the world says, the more we manifest all of the things as being sons and daughters of God brings with it. So it's just... you know, as much as you believe, you manifest in your physical life the things of the spiritual, because the spiritual govern the physical. So it's, that is a wonderful letter. Really do appreciate that. You know, we were wanting to add on to our barn here at the house because we need more storage space for the shop. And so the guy that built the barn, he's actually a buddy of mine. And so we asked him for a quote, and we got the quote the other day. And, you know, it was probably double what we thought it was going to come in at, you know, because of the price of lumber, basically. And, you know, we were talking about it and thinking about it. And in the end, it's just like, well, God will provide. You know, so we're just going to do it and expect God to provide the funds to be able to have it done, you know, because it's, you know, it's something that we need. It's not like it's like, it's just, you know, it'd be fun to head onto the barn, you know, but, you know, we really need the, we need some more room. And so it comes down to that same thing is like, you know, God is, you know, owns cattle on a thousand hills. And you know, I was reading in Job the other day, you know, and in the end, God gave him double what he had, you know, and he had a lot to begin with. you know, I don't know what it was. It was, you know, he ended up with 15,000 sheep and, you know, it's just a lot. Now, you know, it doesn't say whether that happened overnight. I suppose it could have, or if it happened over a number of, you know, years, but he ended up with twice as much. It's just, you know, God's blessings to Job, who was, you know, doing his best to do everything righteously, which is why the adversary attacked him. And, you know, that's something else that, you know, we talked about when we follow God's direction, we are going to get affliction from the world. That's just the way it is. People are going to look at you. They're either, you know, jealous because of the things you have, or they want to come steal it from you. You know, whatever it is, we're going to get that affliction. And it, you know, it obviously gives us a chance to relate to people why we have the things that we have. You know, God has blessed me with all this. You know, and we were talking, and see, even then some people will think, well, what are you, you know, all high and mighty? And but then there's those people that are going to go like, oh, well, that's cool. I didn't really think about that, you know, and then it gives them a chance to think that way. You know, manifesting the things of God, you know, the spiritual things in the physical realm is, you know, what we can do. You know, it's up to us. You know, the thing with the barn, and I had something I wanted to share, and it was a couple of weeks ago. It was really good. Yeah. And now for the life of me, I can't remember what it was, but it's just like, When you live life, sometimes, you know, something great like that, you know, it's not necessarily like it didn't change our lives, but it was just a recognition of like, that was definitely God working. And now I can't remember what it was, but it was.
Come back to you, Matt.
Yeah. And maybe before we finish today.
Yeah. And if it does, great. If not, well, next week, maybe it'll come to your mind.
Right. And it may be something that needs to be shared next week instead of this week. I don't know, you know, whatever. But it was just one of the things that Ann told me about it. And I said, oh, that's a perfect thing to share for testimony. So God blessed us. We'll put it that way.
The bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, yeah, I just think, you know, like what Stephen mentioned and what Vita mentioned, you know, about God taking care of things, you know, and it's just like, you know, however he's going to take care of it. You know, I have in my mind, you know, like, well, if we have more room in the barn, then we'll be able to carry more inventory. And so the shop will, you know, have the sales needed to cover the price of the addition, you know, or God will dump money in our laps. I don't know, but it will happen one way or the other. He always takes care of us. So I'm very thankful to, you know, God for that, and to everybody I've ever learned the word from for, you know, helping me get to the point where, you know, it's my understanding and what I want to live by. So, that's it.
Great, Matt. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Can't wait to hear the testimony.
Yeah, me too.
Remember it.
Yeah.
Wait, anything else? Anybody else have anything?
Yeah, I'll say something.
Okay, Andrew.
You guys will tolerate me for a couple minutes.
Yeah, we'll suck it up and be loving. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, last 2 weeks, I made a decision to read the entire Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations. I might skip Revelations, but, kind of didn't know why I was doing it or anything. I just kind of wanted to. I've always wanted to do it, and I just had the time. I said, okay, instead of reading this crappy science fiction novel at work, I'll read the Bible. So, started reading it, and, once I got through, you know, the so-and-so got so-and-so, all that stuff, I started actually really figuring out some pretty cool stuff. And it's stuff I've heard before, but I'm actually going in there and figuring it out for myself. So, This Friday, God taught me a very, very interesting lesson. Me and Nina were watching a movie, And I for the life of me, I can't remember what movie it was.
Oh, The Company of Wolves.
Okay, Company of Wolves. This is very obscure kind of art house horror. I was just drinking wine, watching this movie. So we're watching this movie, and this part comes, and they're in a church, and she's reading her Bible or whatever, and then like a gajillion spiders fall on this Bible, right? And if you don't know, I freaking hate spiders. So even in the movie, I like got up and like
ran
out the room real quick. And then I came back. I went out and smoked a cigarette, and God just kind of got a memory in my head of this one time my neighbor or the neighbor's kid was trying to scare me with this tale of spiders or whatever, weaving this tale of spiders, this mythical tale. So he said that the spider has venom in its mouth and it can anesthetize you and paralyze your skin. So it just takes chunks out of your, people have big chunks missing out of their leg and stuff like that. And it's horrible and you won't even feel it. You won't even know the spider's been there. You can't even swat it away. I was like, well, it's funny because I know just enough about spiders to know they don't eat like that. They eat through their chest, not through their mouth. And he was like, no, I'm serious. This spider's different or whatever. I was like, yeah, no, you're bullshitting. I'm sorry, man. You're not going to scare me. But that was a very, very, that's a very, very poignant lesson. If I didn't know at least a little bit about spiders that I don't like, I wouldn't have known that he was lying. And then years, it might have been years before I would care to actually look that information up. I would go off this disinformation that somebody gave me for years, and I would be terrified and more terrified to even ask questions or to look because I might not want to know the answer. In my opinion, that's how we should be with the word, because there's a lot in there, and I'm sorry, but the adversary has 6,000 years. You think he hasn't read it? At least skimmed through the book? You think he doesn't know what's in there? He knows what's in there. He's just baking on the chance that you don't know what's in there. Mm-hmm. Just like Donnie said in his comment, you know, he beguiled Adam and Eve. And, you know, the thing about it is they didn't adhere exactly to what God told them. That's why. You got to know what's in there. You got to. Word for word. And you got to throw it back and put it back in context every single time. But that's all I really had to share. And I sure do love you guys. And I, you know, we have to know who we are. We have to know what's in the word. We have to know what God has in store for us. That's the hope. And that's what keeps us going. And that's what can unlock everything for us. A more than abundant life. To know that God just simply wants it for you. Just simple. So, love you guys.
Guess I'll go real fast.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone. A couple weeks ago, I was in a real, real bad just funk. I would call it a sea of despair. And ain't no shame in my game. I'll share it. You know, God got me out of it because, alluding to what you were saying about how you got to take the word for word, you're confronted on the daily with what realm, you know, there's a spiritual realm and a natural realm, what realm you're going to really adhere to. And God showed me this word. It was so amazing that Grandma shared with us when we were small. I don't know if you remember this, but it's in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. and my yoga is easy and my burden is light. She used to explain, I'm from Kansas, but I'm not a farm girl, which she was. But she explained to me that, you know, you got two oxen. And one oxen is real big and strong and smart, knows what he's doing, he's experienced. And the other one, not so much. And they have a little prick. I know it's an act where it's like the kid, he says, kid gets a prick. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was kicking against the prick. I wasn't really being obedient. I wasn't listening to God. Kicking against the prick in my mind is shooing his hand away because he always has a solution for whatever you're going through. You just can't shoo his hand away. You can't kick against the prick. And the thing is, he says, my burden, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Thank you, baby. You gotta go with the more experienced doctor, which is God. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows where he's going. In fact, another thing she used to tell us is that he had the more experienced doctor, which is God, he had the more heavy load. And he doesn't take you to pray because he's more experienced. He knows what he's doing. He's God, you know? And it's so amazing how it came back to me last week because it was like, he was telling me all the stuff I need to do to really get out of the spot of missing my brother. And I mean, I have to choose the reality that I'm going to see him again. And I'm going to meet him in the clouds. I'm going to get to hug him. And not only that, but there's a t-shirt I found of his that said, Andrew got it for him. I'm almost done, I promise.
He had a Subaru LLB. That was his first car.
Yeah, the Beast. And it says, Subarus don't die, they get faster. And I'm serious, it took the burn out of missing him so much. I had to go through his clothes. It took the burn right out of it because he didn't die. He's still here. I can't see him. His life is in Christ. It's just, I need to have a reality that when he gets up, he's going to have a body he always wanted. Faster, perfect, amazing, and fashion like Christ. So, you know, I'm so thankful for the word. And you gotta remember, you gotta take the word literally. And, you know, we don't live on bread alone, but by every word that we choose out of the mouth of God. So, God bless you. How about it ramble?
No, not at all. That was wonderful. That's great, Nina.
Hey, Nina, I was looking at your... Hi. I'm looking at your pictures you sent me again this morning, and I saw that you had... dragonflies on your bedspread.
Yes.
It's my favorite creature.
Really? Mine too.
Yeah. Oh, yours is unicorns.
Well, other than unicorns. Dragonflies.
Yeah, but that...
I had to apologize to her because I didn't know that... I thought unicorns were a mythical animal, but they're actually in the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're the actual unicorn or not.
There actually did used to be unicorns many, many thousands of years ago. There were unicorns.
Yeah.
Not the magical creatures that we think of. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah,
but, yeah, there were horses with a single horn coming out of their head.
Cool. There you go.
My mom's laughing in the distance, so.
Well, and.
But they can't, they didn't fly.
No, of course not.
And I don't think they were pink.
Oh, well.
They might have been.
They might have been. We can be creative. But Nina, she shared all these pictures of her new bedroom. And what a decorator she is. So beautiful. All of it. I was like, whoa. You know, thinking about the room you slept in when you were here going, oh my gosh.
No, it was beautiful, Pat.
Maybe I'll have you fix that room up.
Okay, I'd love to.
Well, I did all the painting and I did the hard work. She did the decorating.
Well, there you go.
You did the heavy burden. You yeah. gave her the light work. Well, that's wonderful. Great. You know, it's like that for us, you know, from time to time, right? God's working in us. He's constantly there. You know, he's constantly endeavoring to give us direction and help us through stuff. And sometimes we just go the other way, right? Kind of like, who was it? Going to Nineveh, right?
Jonah.
Jonah. You know, God said, hey, go on over there and preach the word to them. They're ready to hear it. And he's like, oh, no, they're not. Not by me, buddy. I'm going the other way. And so he went the other way, and things didn't work out too well for him. But God got him back on track, and that's the point of that whole record. God will always get us back on track, you know, even if it's, you know, even if it's bringing us back to life, right? Like he did for Jonah, because he wasn't playing solitaire in the fish's belly for 3 days and three nights, playing one-handed canasta or something. I don't know. You know, he was very much asleep, and then God got him back, and you know, he continued on the road that God had paved for him. And that's how, you know, that's how God works with us. You know, he loves us as children, certainly more than he would love any servant. Although he loved his servants as well. You know, he did some miraculous things for them. And he continues to do miraculous things for us so that we can continue to love him and keep him where he needs to be in our life, which is, you know, up at the top of the list, priority, right? He is our number one priority. Loving him and nothing else before him. So he works with us to keep us in that mindset, you know, gently, lovingly, wonderfully, you know, all according to what we're ready to receive. So praise God. You know, he's awesome. He is awesome.
I'll share.
Okay. Ben?
I was thinking this morning, you know, asking God about what to share and so forth. And I have basically three verses, and if you want to read them in the Bible, but it's about confidence. And I was inspired because of Donnie's letter again. I read it this morning and sitting thinking about, okay, we just have to have total 100% confidence in God, and therefore we can have confidence ourselves because it's God and Christ in us, right? But I'll just read them to you. 1 John chapter 5, we'll start in verse 13. All right. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Okay, we get in there. That ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this, verse 14, one of my favorite verses, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have received, we have the petitions that we desired of him. Yeah. And this section, this verse or whatever verses are particularly special to me because I received a major healing, years ago when, Kathy was at the beach and I was staying with her. And I had been ministered to by my husband and somebody else. I forget who else. But I had this really, really, really painful bone spur in my left heel. And I'd seen x-rays of it, so I knew what it looked like. And it had really affected my walking, you know, and I went out early in the morning on the beach and walked in the surf there. And I just kept saying these verses, basically, you know, knowing that God hears me, knowing that he's willing and able to do this for me. I just needed to get my head and heart there. So I just kind of kept walking in the surf, and I told God, I'm not leaving this beach until that bone spur is healed. And, you know, one thing that was helpful to me too, Kathy previously had ministered to me, and she described the picture that she saw that was exactly like what the chiropractor's x-ray showed. And somehow that helped connect the dots for me, just everything. But it was really about the word, just being confident that God would do what he said he would do. And of course, we know we have eternal life. We definitely believe on the name of the Son of God, but to believe God through the accomplished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is what we have to do. And so it helps me to look up verses, read sections of the Bible that build my confidence, build my believing in what I know maybe in my head is available, but my heart needs to get there a little better. And then another one, Philippians 1. This is a fun one too, Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God's going to keep doing for us. He's going to perform it for us until the day of Jesus Christ, until, you know, we're gathered and all the things happen with the parousia, et cetera, et cetera. But we are confident. We are confident of this very thing. What he started in us, he's not going to leave us hanging. He's going to continue that work. We continue to grow in grace. And because we're confident in God, our confidence as believers grows. And it's really important to recognize that, you know, confidence is not a superficial thing. It's not something that somebody has because, wow, they're really, they got it all together. They're just this or that. You know, there's a lot of people in the world that look very confident, but it's very superficial. It's very external, and maybe some of it is internal based on, you know, their belief systems. But anyway, the last one is in Hebrews 10. And you're all familiar with this one. And it starts in verse 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. After you've done the will of God, then you're going to receive the promise. So, and then it goes on to say, for the just shall live by faith. You know, we cannot cast our confidence away. We cast down imaginations that try to steal the truth of the word from us, right? Don't cast your confidence away. Hang in there until you receive the promise, you know, knowing that we're already justified. The just shall live by faith, the faith of Jesus Christ that we can operate. It's a special kind of faith. You know, we can... it's a manifestation sometimes, you know, so we don't cast away our confidence. We remain steadfast and true to building our confidence according to building the word of God in our hearts and lives and trusting him. And, but I was just thinking, you know, we are confident. And our confidence will grow as our confidence in God continues to grow in grace. Because it's grace, not by works.
Yeah.
So that was what I wanted to share.
That's great. Great. Yeah, it is. And that's what that whole context, you know, of my burden, you know, be yoked, you know, yoke yourself with me because I've got an easy deal for you, you know. You know, and that's what it's all about. He knew, Jesus Christ knew that he was going to fulfill the law so that we would not have to do it any longer. That we would have the benefits of what it is to fulfill all of the law. You know, to be righteous before God. You know, like Job was righteous before God. He was way, way before the law came in.
Hmm.
You know, but he knew in his heart that he needed to honor God, and he did. He walked uprightly before God. He recognized God. He recognized that there is Jehovah Elohim, and all of his blessings come from him. And he recognized that, and he honored God in his heart and life. He was just and upright, it says, right? So, you know, the law comes in and then it becomes very difficult for a man to establish himself as righteous. And Jesus Christ said, you don't have to be concerned with that anymore. Because you yoke yourself with me. You come with me and all of that work has been done for you because I'm going to do it for you. So my burden is light. It's a light thing, easy thing that you're going to have going forward. After I'm done accomplishing what I will accomplish, your lives going forward will be easy with God because you will be as I am with God. I'm the Son of God. You know this. I know it. God knows it. I'm his son. And I have an easy thing with my father. And going forward, you will be sons and you will have an easy thing with your father. You won't have to work to be good enough to come into his presence. He will bring you in by way of me, my work, and he will sit you on his right side. You'll be seated. And it's all done for us. You know, that's why we enter into his presence with an attitude of resting. You know, we don't have to stand at attention. We don't have to make sure our gig line is lined up. You know, and we're everything's just right. You know, we've passed our own white glove inspection. No dust on my eyebrows. No hair out of place. It's easy for me. But this is not what we have to do. We come in easy. It's easy. We come into the presence of God and say, Father, this is what I need. This is what's going on around me, and this is what I need your help with. And he does it. He provides. He says, okay, it's fine. I got this. No problem. No problem. You know, and this is the life we have now. It's an easy, easy burden. You know, is it a little bit of a burden sometimes? Yeah, it's a burden sometimes. It's hard work sometimes to shut out all the negative voices of that the world is throwing at us. You know, there's all this unbelief clatter all around us. And it's hard sometimes to shut it out and to get at peace again with the Father and let him encourage us. Let him prove himself to us that he's there, that he's working, that he's got it. You know, I've got this for you. What is it that you desire? What is it that you need? I've got this for you. So, chill. Be at rest. Be at peace. I'm going to take care of it. You know, and this is the fight that we have sometimes. You know, the world around is saying, nah. And God's saying, yeah. So it comes down to that. You know, it's not oversimplification. It really isn't. You know, we say, well, yeah, it's complicated. You know, life is complicated. Well, it could be complicated if you want it to be. But it's not complicated for God. Right? He's made us his kids. And now we go forth. You know, it's like previous to that record. I was reading that record today, too. Nina. I read the whole chapter, actually. I was reading a couple of chapters in Matthew.
Cool.
And, you know, how Jesus Christ went out and he just simply taught people what he knew about God, about the scripture. He taught in the synagogues, it says. And what did he teach in the synagogues? Well, he taught them the scripture, like that record that we know of, that he stood up when it was time to read and the rabbi handed him the scrolls and he found the place where it was written and he read it and he taught him one simple truth. One simple truth. He read that scripture and he taught them the one thing they needed to know. This day, this is fulfilled. End of teaching. He sat down. Wow. That's got to be one of the shortest teachings in the Bible. A lot shorter than many that I have done in the past, that's for sure. But boy, you know, I mean, how simple that was for him to do. And then he went out from there and he preached. He spoke by the Spirit to those that were in front of him, those that were following him, those that came out to the wilderness with him. He turned, he saw them, and he preached the truth to them as God inspired him. He taught, he spoke, he preached. And then it says, following that, that he healed them. Because it's everything that a believer does when he speaks for God is just as important as what Isaiah had written. Right? When you speak for God, it's just as powerful. When he spoke to the multitudes, when he preached the truth, when he preached about the kingdom of heaven is at hand, just like he told, you know, John, that's what John was doing, preaching the kingdom of heaven. It's written that he would do that, and he's doing it. He told his disciples, the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few. You want to be a laborer? Get on out there and preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everything is going to be fulfilled. And it is at hand because I'm here. So going forward, we would have an easy burden to bear. Very light. And this is our life now, right? This is what we can choose to do. We can choose to rest in the presence of God. We can choose to acknowledge that he has done it all for us. And we can recognize that anything we ask, he's got his ears open. He hears it. And the confidence we have in knowing that he hears us is that it's done. It's a done deal. That's an easy way to live, isn't it? It's a simple way to live. But there's a real struggle and a fight in our minds because we always want to be doing something. I got to do it. I got to do something. No, God says, no. You sit down. Let me do this. Let me do this. You just go and do what you need to do, but let me do this one. Let me do it. So we remember that, you know, Jesus Christ did those things and he got great results. When he taught as God inspired him to teach. When he preached the word, it accomplished that for which God sent it forth. Right? As it fell on hearts that believed, that chose to believe, there was great result. There was great profit. There was great blessing because he healed the people. He healed them. And that's what we have. We have healing. We have wholeness. When we just simply receive the truths that God has given to us day by day. When we read the Bible, we know that it's God inspired. It's God breathed. We don't consider what these theologians may say. Well, that really wasn't written by Matthew. It really wasn't written by John. That wasn't Paul. I mean, these are just made up things. Myths. No, we don't listen to those guys. We listen to the testimony of the scripture, which says, hey, Every scripture is God breathed. All of it is. God inspired it and God guarded it. So that we have what we have today. You know, we can go to it. We can trust it. But we can also go to God and trust Him working in us. And see great signs, miracles, and wonders follow. We just stay at peace in our minds. Amidst all the chaos and the turmoil and the confusion out in the world, we are not involved in it. We don't conform our lives to that. We present ourselves before God with great thanksgiving and say, Father, thanks for doing what you've done for me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for forgiving me when I thought that it was just impossible, that you could never do that, that it was just too bad. It was too bad what I did. It was too horrible. It was too heinous. And yet you forgave me. And you brought me into your presence. And you said, sit down. Sit down with me. Let's commune together. Let's have a relationship. You know, that's God's desire. And that's why it's easy. That's why it's an easy burden. It's a light burden. It's an easy yoke. Because we have been made the sons and daughters of the Most High God. And He has put His Spirit within us so that we are never at a lack for anything or in any situation. We are not without resource. Because we have the Spirit of God within us. We have that Spirit of Christ in us. So it's something that we recognize minute by minute, moment by moment, thought by thought, that we are indeed the sons of God. We're not just called sons of God. We are indeed sons of God. He has begotten each one of us by way of His Spirit. We are no longer just men and women, body and soul. We are body, soul, and spirit. We have a complete wholeness in every way. And if we claim that wholeness, if we recognize that that is ours to enjoy in this life, then we'll see it. If we ignore it, like the world wants us to ignore it, then we'll never manifest it. We know this. This is something that's so simple, so elementary. We know these things. And yet this is what we struggle with day by day because we're human. But praise God, we have one another to remind us that, hey, no matter how long it takes, God's going to take care of that request that you made of Him. No matter how long it takes. We persist in our confidence toward God. We persist in our confession that He has heard my prayer. He has heard my request and He will perform it. He will do it. He will answer that prayer. He will provide for that need. He will do it. Just like He is not going to leave us twisting in the breeze, He is going to work in us, continue to do and perform that which He has called us to do. Each one of us is called individually. Like He didn't say, okay, that group over there, I'll take you guys. Come on over. Let me see some volunteers who wants to walk with me. Okay. All right. All of you over there with your hands up. Come on. No, He looked and said, you, Kurt Bayless, I want you. I want you, Lori. I want you, Ann. I want you, Matt. You know, He has called us individually, said, come walk with me. Come be my son. Be my daughter. Let me prove to you how much I can really do. For you. You know, and that's our life now. And that's an easy thing to accept. Once we realize that in Christ we are made the righteousness of God, it is not in our own work. It is no longer in us requiring ourselves to live by any laws. We live by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's what we live by. That's the only law we live by. I am alive because of what Christ Jesus did for me. That's a law. And it's life. And it's that spirit of life that dwells within us. So we can enjoy it amidst the nuttiness out there. No matter how nutty it gets, we have this calm place, this peaceful place to dwell. It's in the presence of the Most High, who is our Father. And He loves us, each one of us. So that's what was on my heart for you. So love you guys. So
are you recording this?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So anything else? Then let's pray, okay? Let's pray and we'll hear some manifestations. All right. So again, anyone that's inspired to manifest, let it rip. Love to hear it. So make sure you unmute your mic. So Father, thank you again for your great grace. Thank you, Father, for the reality of who you have made us in Christ. All that He has done for us, that we have received by your grace, by just your free will, providing for us everything that we could not do for ourselves. Thanks, Father, for doing that for us. Thank you for the way you continue to remind us of who we are day by day, and that you love us, and that there's never a moment that you're too busy to hear our requests, to hear our heart before you. And thank you, Father, for that relationship we can have with you, how alive and vital it is, that when we speak to you, it's heard. And when you speak to us, we hear you, because we do have ears to hear. You gave us those ears. Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for continuing to do those magnificent things that you do for each of us, for the signs, the miracles, the wonders that you shower our lives with. Father, thank you that we continue to expect day by day your great hand of mercy and blessing involved in each of our lives. And thank you for this family that you have set us in. And what a blessing it is to have brothers and sisters who love you beyond anything else. So thanks for these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kanyara para rusinieto, facilete tichunumana yatsuro, echaduki, kanimiyatarase. I have a tremendous love for you, my people. Come to me and walk with me and talk with me, for I have direction and guidance for your life. I have blessings beyond your wildest dreams. I have anything that you could desire in life. So come to me daily. And know that I am God. I am the creator. I have set up life. I have set up this earth. I have set the stars in order. I can get you what you need, and it is nothing to me. So just come to me and ask, and know that I do hear you. And know that as you ask, you will get those things that you desire.
Simala kata hoyo kata demi ielara ko, suli otato kus atata kiti de, miatata ko la hata ti, samatata kata da lo. For I am the Lord thy God. I am the one who suffered from the day you were born. I have given you life and strength and a desire to stand and be bold and confident in my word. Be at peace always, for I, the Lord, I have given it to you freely, and I expect you to take and hold it and never let go, because I will never let you go. So stand with me together, for I, the Lord, thy God, have given it to you to prosper and be in health.
Know, my little beautiful children, that you are very, very special, each and every one of you, to me and to my heart. You bless my heart so very much when you believe me and trust me and walk and talk with me. So know, as you grow and hold tightly to my hand, that I will continue to increase you. You will increase in me. You will increase in power and might as you walk boldly, fearing nothing. For truly, I am the Lord God who created the heavens and the universes. And is there anything too hard for me? For I have spoken it into being. Therefore, my children, trust me. Don't be afraid. And just walk confidently in me and love one another. And know, my children, that I shall continue to provide for you and be there for you every step, every breath of the way.
Someone want to have a prayer of thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, Andrew.
Father God, I thank you, Father, for the manifestations, Dad, and what you told us, that we can put it on our hearts, Dad, and just subgird it. And I thank you, Father, for this fellowship, Dad, and just blessing us so much, Dad, with all these words that are spoken here today. And thank you, Father, for being able to fellowship the body and all these things. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.